Please stand as we listen to the two verses from Luke chapter 2. And I would ask that you would read from the bulletin, "Glory to God in the highest." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." You may be seated. You know, we often have it backwards. Much of our life is not viewed through the eternal, divine, spiritual lens. Did you know that today is a special day? It's like the end of the meal. You know, you just wait for that last morsel, don't you? It's the sweet stuff. And I guess that it's appropriate to say, as we start today, that most of us have it backwards, because stressed is actually desserts spelled backwards. And you know, it is not here's your candy kind of quick fix. It is a permanent, life-changing gift. And if I were to have purchased a gift for you and it was the greatest gift that could be given to a human being, but I never told you where it was, how to find it, where to get it, the gift would be of no value. You would not have secured any of what you really need. And Christmas is just like this. God has given the greatest Christmas present he could give, and yet it has to be explained. Try as I might, I can't. I can't explain it, but I can share it so that you are filled with that spiritual perspective. It's nothing that we can do, but it is all from God. And the words of this announcement, the gift, the announcement, and then the exclamation mark is just phenomenal. It comes there in the middle of the Christmas story. Glory to God in the highest. And it is filled with peace. With God, expect the inexplicable. The gift, the announcement, the exclamation mark. The gift itself, well, it's glory to God. God went to some extraordinary effort to bring this gift, didn't he? Isn't it quite phenomenal that he had been preparing for it and announcing it long before it was even on the register of time? God would set it all up with the start of a special people. Not that God would not open the gift to all. He was intending to do that, but he would narrow it down to one people, to the line, the patriarchs of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but to the Jews. And then he would keep them separate and distinctive, monotheists, who would worship him, yet not really fully understand what was coming. And even when he came to them, they did not receive him. As John said, he came to his own and they missed him. But to those who receive him, he brings the gift. That extraordinary gift is located in a package that cannot be identified with anyone else. It's a package that is announced by angels, and if that wasn't glorious enough, it is given through a unique creation of virgin birth. Only one child has or ever will be born that way. You see, this would be the one who would be the great deliverer, the Messiah, the everlasting kingdom that would bring blessing and salvation. That's what makes it an extraordinary gift. And then there's how God arranged for all this to happen with a child born in the specific place of Bethlehem. I mean, seriously, how could anyone have chosen Bethlehem, except that it would be the place of shepherds, and except that it was the town of David, and except that God had been already planting all of the historic reasons for Bethlehem to be the perfect place? And who would know that it would have to be in a manger trough? Someone wrote me an email back with an observation this week. Phenomenal. That it would be Jesus laid in the straw where animals eat to nurture human beings. Interesting. That in the body and blood of Christ, the very gift of himself, would come everything we need. It was all there in that little package, that little gift of a baby born in Bethlehem. You didn't realize that, did you? But one of our other members always puts it on a Christmas card. He puts a manger there and he says, this is a king-sized bed. Indeed, the trough, the manger, was for the king, and it would fit him just right. You see, the gift given is the glory to God in the highest, and that's not where human beings start. The glory belongs to no one but God alone, and yet, as Luther would write, everyone is pleased with himself. The spirit of vanity is the cause of all distress, strife, and war upon the earth. I suppose you could say it this way, if you want a worldly perspective, you are the reason Santa even has a naughty list. But it wasn't just you. It was that statement made to Adam and Eve that you have erred, you have sinned. Adam stole the glory of God through the evil spirit that he appropriated. He took for himself what could only be given. And that begins with what is called vanity. Man's desire to be the center and not to give the glory to God. You see, that's why this is an extraordinary gift. Is because it's so lowly. It's so counter to everything human. It's not with the pomp and circumstance. It didn't come the way you would expect it. It's for all the world to see. But it is also so out of the way and so unique. Then comes the announcement. Peace on earth. The peoples to which the angel appears are not the high and mighty. This is not the announcement through the media. This isn't a package that would be approved by Channel 4 or 6 or 12. There's something different about this. That it should arrive on the hills among a pastoral scene to blue-collar workers? What are they going to do with this news? Shepherds. But they are perfect for their role. Because like the shepherd King David, they would be the ones that would understand the shepherd himself, would gently lead his people. The Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ, is the fulfillment that made David the center of the Jewish kingdom. It wasn't that David achieved it, it was that Christ, his offspring, was being backdated into the kingdom of David. That David would be given all this so that it could be pronounced that the offspring would be Jesus. And it happened, the angel said, not far from here, just today, in the little town of Bethlehem. The angel calls him Christ the Lord. What a profound mystery that it would be there, that he is both God and man. A profound mystery in that package of a person born and announced. Emmanuel, God with us. Just as strife enters wherever the glory of God is not given, I want you to register that. When the gift is not appreciated and the glory is not given to God, there will be strife. So also Solomon says, where there is strife, there is pride. Yet where there is glory to God, there will be peace. Uniquely, the gift that comes to us is that the stress is removed. It is taken away. People today are all looking for the perfect gift to give someone so that they will be given the glory, and it's not possible to achieve that. Or they have this distorted, twisted view of Christmas. One man said, I wasn't planning on giving Christmas gifts this year until I heard about those exploding Samsung Galaxy phones. Oh, what a wonderful gift to give. Make sure they fly with it. Oh. Where God's glory is, there is peace. And among true Christians, this will be reflected. No strife, no contention, no discord. I'm still looking also, as you are. Because so much of our world is distorted by our own desires, by our own hurts, by our own inconsistencies. Inwardly, he gives us the peace of a conscience that is right. And outwardly, he gives us the peace that we proclaim. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. It's our message. And so the angel tells the shepherds that the present has arrived. The divine Savior is wrapped up in human form. This will be a sign for you. The baby will be wrapped up in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Again, there is no other sign. The shepherds don't have to look far in the small town of Bethlehem. There may have been other babies born, but only one was in a manger stall, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then to cap it all off, the explanation mark. I know that you're supposed to say exclamation mark. That's what the angels were really doing. A whole bunch of angels fill the sky, and the whole earth trembles with their sound of glory to God. And the shepherds are, we used to say, sore afraid. Yeah, I could almost feel it as a kid. Man, that made me sore too. Woo! Trembling. It's interesting that the angels sing this song of honor on this occasion. Peace to men on whom his favor rests. It actually is the song that you sang earlier in this service. In the Latin, it comes out, Gloria in excelsis Deo. It is glory to God in the highest. But the question is, if it's glory to God that is to be given for the gift, if it is announced that it has arrived, peace on earth, where do you find it? We can't go to Bethlehem, and if you do, you'll be sadly disappointed because it's so commercialized. You won't really find peace at the site of Jesus' birth today. But you don't have to go there, for Christ has come. Christmas is about finding Christ in the Word, in the sacrament, in the church, in your home, at your supper table, as you lay your head down to sleep and pray your prayers. Christmas is about the understanding of this explanation. It is that Christ is here in that pronouncement, forgiving, granting peace, giving us life. And it's the message of greatest joy for all of the people. So you must listen. You must listen again, even closer, because this news is for you. When it says all people, it is saying that you can be included, and your family and anyone that you might be in deep desire for. He came in humanness to save all humankind from damnation. For you, the baby was born, promised of a virgin. For you, he embraced every trouble and pain and agony. And he fulfilled everything that was needed that we may not be doomed as a fallen race. For you, he even entered the coldest of tombs to die the death of a sinner in your place. And it was for this simple reason that our heritage from the beginning was of corruption and death. It had to be a gift. It had to come from outside in. And despite how pure and innocent each baby might appear, they are only going to follow the same track of their genetics. And like Adam and Eve, it will be the original design that is once again distorted by sin, is smashed before we take our first breath. But Christ came, pure, unscathed by sin, with a distinct inheritance, no decay. In him is a promise of a new birth. In him is a promise of new life. In him is the promise of a newborn baby. That's your body. when it comes alive. A newborn baby is so perfect. We look at them and we go, look at that skin, look at that hair, look at, wow, how they're so remarkably beautiful. And that's the promise, that in Him you will have a resurrection to a new body, a new life. And what fantastic love God has announced upon our poor race. There's so many things in Christmas get mixed up. But on Christmas Day, we are not worried about that. Life can be all discombobulated, and yet we can have peace on earth because we know God's favor rests on us. Not what we deserve. Person again just recently said it back to me. I said, how's it going? And he goes, much better than I deserve. You know, it's so interesting that today is the unspeakable gift. Indescribable. Inexplicable. We don't really understand all of it because we still are learning how connected all the dots of history and people and even our own life are to Jesus. And when we begin to see even a bit of the picture emerge, we are thankful. And it is that thankfulness that goes full circle back to the glory of God. We sing with the angels, and we feel the peace within our hearts. God give you a great Christmas. It's inexplicable to anyone who may not have the Spirit, but those who have, those who are called the children of God, they know He is full of grace and truth. Amen.